day at a time.
Pelosi bites back. More calls for a CIA review. A witch hunt, or maybe not, depending on your point of view, after the former VP, Dick Cheney, told the CIA, allegedly, to not reveal a program 5 days after 9/11, a program that supposedly was never used. We'll talk about that. In the meantime, a couple of other things have happened around the United States, including the swine flu, decisions in trying to decide about the vaccinations that'll go to the schools first in the fall. But the swine flu deemed unstoppable. Now all countries, according to the WHO, will need the vaccine. So what does that mean to you and me? We'll talk about that, of course. And the teleprompter, oh, it was rocking, and then it fell, and then it shattered, splat. And, of course, we're talking about the teleprompter that connects Barack Obama to whoever it is that he's speaking to. Actually, he handled it well, made a little bit of a joke. We'll get you that blunder of the day moment. But the big story has to be Sonia Sotomayor and what will happen with this Hispanic woman who could become the first Hispanic to serve as a Supreme Court justice. Most analysts and lawyers and people who have worked with her and people who don't agree with some of her rulings, even they will say she might get grilled on the Hill, but in the end, she will be on the Supreme Court. To her credit, she visited with as many senators as was humanly possible in a short amount of time. And here's how she started the day when she had the chance to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to thank Senator Schumer and Gillibrand for their kind introductions. In recent weeks, I have had the privilege and pleasure of meeting 89 senators, including all of the members of this committee. Each of you, Ben, has been gracious to me, and I have so much enjoyed meeting you. Our meetings have given me an illuminating tour of the 50 states and invaluable insights into the American people. There are countless family members and friends who have done so much over the years to make this day possible. I am deeply appreciative for their love and support. I want to make one special note of thanks to my mother. I am here, as many of you have noted, because of her aspirations and sacrifices for both my brother Juan and me. I am very grateful to the President and humbled to be here today as a nominee to the United States Supreme Court. The progression of my life has been uniquely American. My parents left Puerto Rico during World War II. I grew up in modest circumstances in a Bronx housing project. My father, a factory worker with a third-grade education, passed away when I was 9 years old. On her own, my mother raised my brother and me. She taught us that the key to success in America is a good education. And she set the example, studying alongside my brother and me at our kitchen table, so that she could become a registered nurse.
All right, so there you have it, praising her mother throughout pretty much what she had to say on the day. She would lob it back to what she gained from growing up in the family that she grew up in. Now, this was what I would call the softball introduction day. The biggest thing that seemed to happen is there was all kinds of cockamamie, crazy interruptions, whether it was someone screaming something in Spanish or English. That happened a couple of times. That happens these days in some of these hearings, so that's not necessarily a shocker. They escort the people out. They get a little bit of FaceTime, maybe, or at least their comments heard. We'll let you hear those as well as we move along in this jam-packed hour of America tonight. But overall, on the first day, nothing unexpectedly happened. Republicans questioning her impartiality and President Barack Obama's views as well at the very start of these confirmation hearings. Hey, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, said to Sotomayor, unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed. We've said that all along, right? Unless a skeleton comes flying out of the closet, that's just so incredibly horrendous, it's a layup. Would there be anything more sure than this happening? Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, the senior Republican, vowed what he called a respectful tone and maybe some disagreement. So he was throwing it out there because people keep talking about Sessions and that he's going to be the one that constantly is the pot stirrer and bringing things up. And I think Tuesday, that's what you're going to see. Tuesday, it's going to be about the wise Latino comment and about the firefighters as we go throughout the week, what happened with the New Haven firefighters who ultimately won their decision by the Supreme Court. What was that, 2 weeks ago? And that will be brought up. Some comments, other comments that she has made as well. But I can't foresee anything that stops her from taking the place of Justice David Souter, because nothing has bubbled up that's extraordinary enough, I think, that there will be any kind of a filibuster. I don't think so. I mean, in the Senate as a whole, once it goes to that vote, because, of course, you have the judicial hearings now, the judicial committee listening to it, to the testimony, the hearings, and then the Senate votes as a whole, I don't think you're going to see any kind of a filibuster. Why would the Republicans try to block a vote on her nominations? Mm-mm, I don't think so. Like I said, barring some kind of a major gaffe or some skeleton, just like Lindsey Graham said, absolutely no way. So it's been 7 weeks since she was nominated. And so far, other than the few little things that I mentioned, very little has come out about her that's been able to stick to the board. It was 2001 when she said the comment that she hoped a wise Latino would reach better conclusions than a white male who lacked the same life experience. That'll bubble up again. And then the 5-4 vote last month, of course, with the Supreme Court agreeing with the firefighters because they were denied promotions on account of their race being white after New Haven folks, the officials there, threw out the test results that they took for promotions because too few minorities, black people and Hispanic people that took the test bombed it. So that was one of those what they call reverse discrimination. I don't think there's such a thing as reverse discrimination because discrimination is discrimination. So the court did reverse that decision by the New York Appeals Court panel that included Sonia Sotomayor. This is the heavy, 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 heavy thing that will be talked about, but it was a decision, and they'll base it on, or what she based it on, was the Civil Rights Act. So that'll be it. That'll be the contentious moment and the wise Latina comment. And then other than that, unless she cracks in half and turns out to be Sybil, she's got it. She's got it bagged. How do you feel about that, America? We'll talk about that. I mean, ultimately, truly, the Supreme Court justice, the highest honor in the land, one of them certainly, lifetime appointment. Mm. Next, however, Mark Olson joins us. We're going to tear apart health reform Obama's pushing. He wants it in and done by August. That's next on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Obama's pushing, he wants his health initiative, that's what I'm calling it. He wants it through, the health reform bill. He wants it done, over with, something to happen. So he's raising the roof on the pressure, and there was a big meeting, obviously, on the Hill with one of the, I'll call it one of the top dogs, top domestic priority for Obama. So he meets with a powerful Senate chairman. On Monday, of course, because this is Monday, let's get it to Friday. The push is let's get it to Friday or next Friday. Man, that would be pretty quick. There's no way that happens. But he wants the legislation ready, in other words, in the Finance Committee by the week's end. What are the chances of that happening? Senator Mad Max, Democrat from Montana, was there with bells on at the White House, and he is not saying at this point even a preference for a bipartisan measure, just that he wants the bill tailored more to Democratic specifications. So what does that mean to you and me? Of course, we're trying to dissect this, and we've been doing that now for a month. Joining us now on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, best-selling author Mark Olson. He's got a novel out. We talked to him once a couple of months ago called Animal Colony. Terrific, terrific read. And he has some thoughts about what we could envision in our future. What would nationalized healthcare actually mean to us? As I said, this is what we're trying to figure out. Mark, thanks for popping on. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's
for the kind words about the book.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, that's what you're talking about, an animal colony. It's looking in the road of what could happen. So that open-ended question about nationalized health care and applying it to actually what you put on the paper, what does that mean to our friend Jana, one of our listeners in Iowa, or to Stu in Kentucky, or to the rest of us?
Well, it's really the ultimate form of government control, and it's really the linchpin. Number one, because, you know, it's so huge. It's such a huge slice of our economy. But I think the biggest part is because nobody ever died as a result of choosing Oldsmobile over Volvo or Shell versus Texaco. But when you're talking about health care, then you're talking about making people vulnerable to the government in the most primal, basic, and most dangerous, you know, aspect of their life. They are, at that point, beholden to the state for their very physical existence. And so that's one of the biggest reasons why this alarms me so much, is because we're talking about enslaving the American people to an extent that is so much bigger than all of the other offenses that have come before with the banking and the, you know, the auto industry and everything else. It really, really frightens me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, today it just becomes official, $1 trillion deficit for the first time. And then you look at some of the comments and apply it to this health care reform, the idea that, oh, well, the rich can pay for it, will tax them a little bit more. And ultimately, you're talking about, if you break down various states, so you expect the people, let's say, in New Jersey, as I was listening to something today, where they've got the highest property taxes in the United States. They have home prices 42% higher than the national average. And then they're going to take on this burden of paying for everybody else by clicking up their taxes that much more. I don't think so. They're going to walk away from that.
Yeah, I think that's one of, in a way, it's one of my biggest hopes, is that Obama and his cronies are going to basically overcommit and just go so far that it's going to fall apart, you know, and because that's about the only way that a lot of people are going to see the light on this thing. But, you know, they're revealing so clearly now the class envy that's at the heart of all this, with the Baucus proposal to tax, you know, the health benefits of people who are having it provided by their employer. I mean, it's so obvious that they're, you know, they're going to play the class card, the race card, the money card. And, you know, it's one of the ways in which they're going to overtip their hand, I think.
Yeah. And so if we look at this and we look at the current system, okay, and this is the stuff that's being certainly pushed out there. For example, if you look at current federal exercise recommendations, because this is part of the deal, this whole wellness thing, are they ineffective? Would you consider them to be ineffective? I would.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so now, and you're right. I mean, with the whole wellness, you know, there's a lot about wellness as a movement in general that I'm, you know, very happy about. I think it's great. But as part of a compulsory government program, you know, you can see how the government's going to be able to reach into your life even before you get sick and need a doctor to tell you, you know, to tell you how much you have to exercise, to tell you how much caloric intake you're allowed to have, or because all of a sudden it's no longer your own dollars you're wasting, but those of your fellow citizens, right? When you don't maintain your health up to the necessary standard. So this is such a recipe for government control, and you know that's we did write about that in Animal Colony, and it's weird because of course we did it a long time ago, way before this happened. But our hero, or the Horace Haas, who's kind of the George Washington of this culture, dies in line waiting for treatment, waiting with hundreds of his fellow animals who were having to wait as well. And that's one of the scenarios that, you know, is happening in socialized medicine in countries where they have that, and I really fear it could come to us someday.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, you look at the drug companies now. You look at what's happening with doctors. You look at the government, which we have been discussing, obviously, throughout this whole thing. And what's the bottom line? They're also failing us, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, they are failing us. And, you know, I'm not one of those people who opposes the Obama proposal because I think that our healthcare system is perfect and doesn't need reform. You know, I do think that we need to, it needs some tweaking, some major tweaking. Even though it is one of the best systems in the world, it still has some huge holes. You know, just having the government step in the way they're wanting to do it is not the solution. And I'm just praying that, you know, Republicans, maintain their, you know, their standards and their virtues, even though I know at this point the Congress doesn't really need them to pass it. So it may be a moot point.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. How much, this is a great question, just open-ended. How much, because I get this question all the time on the show, do you feel like now, just with this current administration, that there's a certain media bias going on?
Oh, I don't know. If there's a word beyond bias, I'm searching for it. You know, it's gone so far beyond bias that I truly am bankrupt. You know, and I'm a writer who prides himself on finding the right word for this. You know, during the campaign especially, I've had to heed the words of Rush Limbaugh, who basically, when callers start talking about hypocrisy and media double standard, oftentimes he just counsels them to not even think about it because it's going to drive him crazy. It's so monumental. And that's how what I've had to do because, if I start looking at the difference between what a Republican can get away with and what Obama got away with in terms of his background, his associations, his past pronouncements, you know, his wife's statements and all of it, any one of them would have immediately disqualified a presidential candidate, who was Republican. And, so yeah, bias, it's so far beyond that. And, you know, as a writer, I go into bookstores and I start joking about, where is the incense being lit and where's the altar for Obama? Because, you know, they have little alcoves with coffee table books, and you know, like as though it was Camelot, and we're already celebrating the Obama presidency as though it was one of the golden periods of American history. And in my children's school library, they have books with Obama standing next to Abraham Lincoln and the angel Gabriel with the sun shining on them as though, you know, they basically are getting ready for Mount Rushmore. So, it's a media something. And they really have failed us. Although I think the ultimate way that they failed us is the way they misrepresented the Tea Parties. That, to me, is the ultimate day of shame for Americans.
Oh, you know, I think so, too. I had a lot of friends. I didn't have the opportunity to be at one, but I had a lot of friends that were that we checked in with, and it was misrepresented, certainly. Mark Olson, Animal Colony, pick it up. Thanks, Mark. We'll be back with more in America Tonight.
I'm no longer your doctor because of this.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
A couple of quick hits for you on America Tonight's Where's the Buzz? Well, some of the buzz was in Charleston, West Virginia. Man, I don't know if you heard about this story or not, but can you imagine that you're on a plane that ends up with a football-sized hole? Okay, you say plane, football-sized hole. Where are they landing? Emergency landing on the Southwest jet. They had to divert to Charleston, West Virginia. They found that hole in the fuselage because it caused the cabin to depressurize. There were no injuries on board. That's good. It was a 737. They were at about 30,000 feet when the problem happened. The sudden drop in cabin pressure caused the jet's oxygen mask to deploy. It was en route, this jet, from Nashville, Tennessee to Baltimore with about 126 people on board. And then 5 crew members, 2. It landed after 5 o'clock in the evening, and the crew, and you could see it clearly, I've seen photographs of it, it is a football-sized hole in the middle of the cabin near the top of the plane. What caused the damage, nobody knows. So, of course, the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating how that could have happened, because you have safety procedures, right? So you get the passengers and the people on the plane, then you're up and you're on the air, you're in the air, and then that happens, And the idea is you got to get that plane down. You got to make sure everybody's safe. And they did that. So it's good that they landed that plane, obviously. It'll be grounded. They're going to investigate it. So also about 81 of the 737s or 737s of 300s, about a third of the airline's fleet is going to be inspected right now. They're doing it overnight after that emergency landing. How scary is that, though? Can you imagine being on the plane and the oxygen mask actually falls down? Here's the thing. We've had DJ Frost on with us now a couple of times here in America Tonight. We've had some other people, and we're doing a little series on airline safety. And DJ says this all the time, and this is so true. Now more than ever, it's important to pay attention to the instructions. If you've never in your life have paid attention to the instructions, you might want to do that. Pull the safety string over the back of your head and gently apply so it opens up the oxygen mask over your nose and your mouth area. But seriously, now you have to pay attention to that little card in front of you and whatever the flight attendant is saying, because some strange things are happening. Things that, thank goodness, they're landing the planes, but it would certainly freak you out if you were in that situation, wouldn't it? Can you imagine? And here's an update for you, too, as well, and this is certainly getting, sadly, the buzz across the U.S., that couple from the Gulf Coast, so generous, who had adopted so many children. Now, the cops in Pensacola, Florida, are saying that they've got about 6 to 8 people who are involved in these murders. It was the murder of as I mentioned, this couple that had an incredibly generous heart, as they had taken in so many kids over the years, and special needs kids as well. And the Billings family, I'm sure, is stunned beyond belief that their mother and father have been killed, and the kids were in the house when they were actually killed. They say that one motive in the deaths was robbery, but that there were other motives, and they don't know what the motives were. The couple had about 16 kids, 2 that died, others that have grown, of course, older and don't live there any longer. But 9 of the couple's kids were home at the time of the murders, and police think that 3 of them saw the intruders. 1 managed to get out of the house and get help at a neighbor's home. It's just awful. So every day something new is coming up out of Pensacola as to what happened in that house, and why were the Billingsley family, why were the 2 people murdered? You had 5 people dressed in black and wearing masks that came in the house through 2 separate entrances, through a utility door that was unlocked, and I guess in that area it wasn't uncommon for that to happen. And then you have drivers in the car. So the motive for these people would be to rob them. What could they have possibly had in their house that was so valuable that many people would have stormed in? And there's a surveillance video, so it clearly shows them. We bounce from that to the buzz on Dick Cheney. Is he getting what some are calling a bum rap in this whole CIA flap, or is it deserved? This whole CIA program thing, originally people thought it was about the enhanced interrogation techniques, but it has nothing to do with it. We don't, in fact, know too many details about the program that was started just after 9/11. It was a secret counterterrorism program that was kept from Congress, and Congress, of course, is furious about it. They want an investigation. There's been calls to have an investigation. If you remember, President Bush delegated the VP to chair a bunch of the meetings that followed on the heels of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attack. So CIA Director Leon Panetta, when he became the director, scurried up the hill to say, listen, I've stopped this one program. And it was a program, the way it looks, this covert program was discussed and it was available, but wasn't really used. So a lot of pundits are saying, well, who cares? Would it be a surprise to anyone that we would go after some of the bad guys, the terrorists, and it would have to be covert and we wouldn't be telling everybody? But what they're saying in Congress is, well, listen, there's oversight, baby. And so somebody should have been briefed on this, and they weren't. Now, will this go forward and turn into something more? Will there be a separate investigation, any kind of charges, any of that kind of stuff? Or is this more of the same, maybe some of it's exaggerated, whatever, to just try to get back at the previous administration? Well, some think that Cheney's being thrown under the bus and that this is stupid and it's a waste of time, that who cares if he withheld information about the counterterrorism program. But others, a little hot under the collar. In one of the MSNBC shows earlier in the day, a woman named Marsha Wheeler from Fire Dog Lake had this to say about Dick Cheney, and an interesting comparison.
And your idea is that after investigating Bill Clinton for a blowjob for like 5 years, we should investigate the huge, grossly illegal things that were done under the past administration only because they were too, I mean, Alberto Gonzalez was too much in the back pocket of Dick Cheney to do it when he was still in office. That's ridiculous.
All right, so, of course, the reference to Alberto Gonzalez, who was the attorney general, now Eric Holder, the attorney general, deciding whether or not anything would happen here, of course, in this case. And MSNBC apologized for what she said later. They said she was passionate and making the reference to Bill Clinton, etc. But, you know, this is the thing. It's this constant tit for tat. The previous administration, then going back on the other administration, saying they're correcting the wrongs of the previous administration, looking into investigating to some of the things that were done. And certainly, you don't want a CIA who just does whatever they feel like it and they don't have any sort of oversight. I mean, yeah, we get that. But we go back to September 11th and what you truly believe. If there were circumstances that warranted some of the programs not to be out there, not to be known, that we know that's dangerous territory. But at the same time, let me tell you, I only say this once in a while, and I truly mean it. If you were in that city, if you saw what happened like I did, imagine, because we can't. We live in a country where we really can't imagine that. Yes, we have thugs, and look at the couple I told you about in Florida and what happened to them and how awful that is. And we have crime that's being committed here every day. We have laws. We're a nation of laws. And the more bad guys we catch, obviously, the better. But can you imagine just going to work and never leaving the building? Why? Because you're trapped in a corner somewhere just waiting to die as that building collapses around you and you have no clue what's happening. I mean, there were just horrific stories from 9/11. As much as there were courageous, heroic acts, people died. 3,000 people dead, boom, in an instant, because we have such an open country. So, and I'm not giving a blanket excuse to the administration for some of the things that were done in the name of 9/11, but at the same time, you have to decide to maintain a free United States and to protect our liberties and the things that we hold so dear. There are things that we don't want to know that are going on. How transparent can the CIA, for one, afford to be? And at what point does oversight get in the way? Now, do I think, I would love to know more about this program, do I think that somebody in Congress should have been told? Absolutely. Because then you don't even, first of all, then you don't run into this riddle and you don't have this problem biting you in the end, because you have to realize that things are going to come back to haunt you. They had to realize that some of the decisions that were being made, particularly since they hadn't been done in the past, would absolutely be examined in the future. But I guess you're caught up in the moment. They're not thinking about that. I don't know. I would love to be a fly on the wall and would have loved to hear those conversations to have it flushed out a little bit more for me. But I don't think that we do the CIA a lot of good by constantly dredging this up. How many people that would be excellent CIA operatives say, forget about it. You think I'd ever work for them? Look what happens to the people constantly as they go back and forth. Hang with us. Birthdays and this day in history next.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great morning, because it really is morning for most of us, right? Have you just started your cup of joe? I happened to read the CNN Money Shot, and they put all kinds of stuff on there, personal finance and technology and all of that. And one of the things that they do is they list the best places to live. They do this, I think, once a year, actually. And the number one best place to live in the country right now, it's a small town, Louisville, Colorado. Or it might be Louisville. Louisville, Colorado. And it's near the Rockies. And it's very family-oriented, I guess. They have a population of 18,000 in this town. The the economic downturn, they've been able to remain robust. Some of the industries, they've got high tech there and energy and healthcare. They've got the county with the lowest unemployment in the state of Colorado. It's about the great outdoors. You got 30 miles of trails. Rocky Mountain National Park is about an hour away. You've got ski resorts within 2 hours. The schools are rated pretty high. You have clean water, little crime, low taxes. Pretty tough to beat if you like the mountains and if you can find something to do. Now, listen to this. The average family income is over $100,000. The median home price is $310,000. So, you know, you're talking about you must be getting paid well in one of those tech jobs. And I don't know if this is single family homes, obviously combined in some cases. The crime is incredibly low. They had one crime incident per 1,000 people reported last year. Yeah. Restaurant-wise, within 15 miles, over 2,000. So the unemployment, very low. Number one place to live near the Rockies. If you were a massively outdoors person, it'd probably be pretty good. Can you imagine that, Donovan? The crime, one, and the crimes were like petty crimes, one per 1,000 people. That's pretty good.
That is definitely not bad.
But you'd have to really be like a biker, a hiker. I mean, if you're a biker, a hiker, and you're a tech guy, that might not be a bad spot. Of course, you have to deal with the snow. You know, you live in Minneapolis, so you deal with it as well. You have to deal with some of the things that happen out of the Rockies. But if you're a skier, then you're loving it. So you're all around. If you are an outdoor person, it is probably one of the best places that you could find yourself living in. But you'd have to be able to fill that job market that's pretty small. If you were the right tech person for the job, then bingo. And if you were Mr. or Miss Outdoors, yeah, that'd be good too. There's something about living by the mountains. I like the mountain thing. Mountains or the ocean. You know, it's like Don in Wyoming who calls us, one of our regular callers. He's doing the house thing, and as he said, it's about the view, and I agree. It is so much about the view. We talked the other day about the teen falling down the manhole while texting. What a crazy story that was. Tech guru Greg Stebbin, who was one of the authors of Internet for Dummies, and he's a writer for Men's Journal and a slew of other magazines and has written some books and stuff. He's going to join us on our Next America Tonight to talk about the texting deal. What we're seeing happen in Washington, where they post on the internet the Metro guy who was texting even after that horrific accident, then with this kid falling down the manhole, you know, where does it end? And people, you look over and you see them texting while they're driving. Man, I could not, first of all, I couldn't see, so I know I'd end up in an accident. Trying to look around because I have a tiny iPhone, and my focus would have to be on that. There's just no way. And I'm a pretty good defensive driver, I think, but I would have a tough time trying to have any semblance of what was going on if I was trying to text. Time for this day in history, then we're going to hit up the birthdays. July 14th, 1789, during the French Revolution, citizens of Paris stormed the Bastille prison and released 7 prisoners inside, a very famous moment in history, of course. As we flip the page, in 1853, Commodore Matthew Perry relayed to Japanese officials a letter from President Fillmore requesting trade relations. Of course, Fillmore's term of office had already expired by the time the letter was delivered. 1881, outlaw William Bonney Jr., a.k.a. Billy the Kid, was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. They have a little remembrance of Billy the Kid in that area. 1908, the short film The Adventures of Dolly, the first movie directed by D.W. Griffith, opened in New York. In 1913, Gerald Ford Jr., the 38th President of the United States, was born in Omaha, Nebraska. Also on this day in history, in 1933, all German political parties except the Nazi Party were outlawed. In 1958, the army of Iraq overthrew the monarchy. Now we look where we are in Iraq today. In 1966, 8 student nurses were murdered by Richard Speck in Chicago dormitory. Sad moment. They have, I've seen old footage of that, and I don't know where I saw it. Probably on a 60 Minutes or somewhere where they were talking about Speck, but he just picked them off one by one. 1978, Soviet dissident Natan Sharansky was convicted of treasonous espionage and anti-Soviet agitation and sentenced to 13 years at hard labor, later released in 1986. It reminds me kind of the two women in North Korea because they were sentenced to hard labor and they're trying to take different tacks and figure out a way to get Lisa Ling's sister and her friend Yuna Lee back to the United States. So far, nothing has happened. It's been a couple of months, not since the sentencing, but since they were put in prison over there. 5 years ago, the Senate scuttled a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. 48 senators voted to advance the measure, 12 short of the 60 needed, 50 voted to block it. And now we're seeing what's happening in the states as a result. Birthdays, my prediction is you're going to recognize 6 of the names on this birthday list, including Stuart Beatles, actor Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. He's 63 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, country musician Ray Herndon from McBride and Ride. Matthew Fox is 43. Missy Gold is 39. Atlanta Braves pitcher Tim Hudson is 34 years old. Hip-hop musician Taboo from Black Eyed Peas is 34. Former football player Rosie Greer, 77. Former music company exec Tommy Mottola is 60. You might have seen him with all of that Michael Jackson coverage. He was quoted all over the place. Nancy Olsen, an actress, is 81 years old. Actor Harry Dean Stanton is 83 years old. Actor Dale Robertson is 86 years old. Movie producer Scott Rudin is 51. You see his name on a lot of things. Actor Stan Shaw is 57. Chris Cross from Ultravox is 57. Rock musician, of course. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Jane Lynch is 49 years old from the Crash Test Dummies. Ellen Reed is 43. Rock musician Tanya Donley is 43 as well. R&B's Tamika Cottle from Escape is 34 years old. Jamie Johnson, meanwhile, also 34, but a country singer. Lots of singers and musicians pop up every day on our list. I hope you enjoy it. We have fun hitting up the birthdays. I mentioned the more popular ones, including John Chancellor, who is 82. Hats off, America.